What does it take for our subconscious way of seeing the world to shift, for old stories to lose their power? In this audio, Charles Eisenstein talks about the prevailing worldview that is deeply ingrained in us, and how it is only now that it is failing us that we can explore new ways of seeing and being.
Stories are often unconscious, and it's as they begin to wear thin, as they begin to fail us, then they start to come into consciousness. So, for example, we have a very deep story that we have is the story of objectivity, that there's a reality out there separate from us, and that we can, using scientific experimentation, we can test. Using scientific experimentation, we can test that reality, and over time, our knowledge can become closer and closer to the actual reality out there that's separate from ourselves. So that's a very deep story that we have, and it's so deep that we just took it for granted. We wouldn't think that that is a story. We would think that that is self-evident. Now, however, well, really for the last 80 or 90 years, I mean, since the beginning of quantum mechanics, it's no longer so obvious that there's an objective reality outside of ourselves. Certainly other cultures didn't believe that. It was more complicated that there is an intimate relationship between self and world. And now we're beginning to see that our story of objectivity was simply a story. And maybe we still are run by that story. I know in many ways I am, but we're also opening up to other stories. For example, that the world is kind of a holographic reflection of oneself, that every relationship that you have mirrors something inside and is kind of the outpicturing of something inside that gives you the opportunity to play it out through relationship. Like things, you know, understandings like that are part of a new story. When we're firmly ensconced in a story, then we don't really have much doubt. We don't have uncertainty. We think we know who we are. We think we know how the world works. And there's no space for anything new. And if we have experiences that don't fit into the story, we just kind of ignore them. Or we put them into the file folder that says anomaly, or that says exceptional, or that says just not going to think about it, because we already know. But when our story, when our knowledge, when our certainty about who we are and how the world works and what a proper life is and so on, when that begins to break down, and often it breaks down through crisis of some sort, could be a health crisis, a marital crisis, a work-related crisis, crisis regarding, you know, your children, whatever it is. When crisis punctures the story, when it unravels the story, then there's an opening for something new. We don't know anymore. So then data points that had not fit into the old story are acceptable. And we can say, oh, maybe there's more to reality than I thought there was. Maybe the world doesn't work the way I thought it did. Maybe I'm not who I thought I was. And so this breakdown, and I'm sure many people listening to this program have experienced it, this unraveling of life that maybe we resist it tooth and nail, because in that process, it seems like the world is falling apart and I've got to hold things together. Only on the other side do we realize that we were holding on to a delusion or holding on to a cage, trying to keep ourselves in a smaller world. And I think, you know, maybe even that struggle, that trying to hold on, maybe that's an important part of the process too. But however it happens, when that cage falls apart, or when that smaller limiting worldview falls apart, then there's an opening for something larger. Thank you.
To hear the full version of this interview, please visit our podcast page. Want to learn more about our course offerings? Then check out our foundation course. The course is for people seeking transformative personal development and is the first step towards becoming a certified coach.